Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Blog Radio Show with Jesus Wright.
How you guys doing out there? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. I'm going to give a shout out to my mother, my lovely mother. Love you. Hello, hello. And to Dr. T is in the hills. Dr. Terrell, what's going on? What's going on? So tonight, guys, I'm talking about this subject. And my mom was like, look, you need to bring some more stuff, you know. You know, but listen, honestly, I'm preaching what God's placed in my heart, which I do every week. I know my mom loves me. I'm just joking with her. She didn't say all that quite like that. But good evening, Dr. T. You know, she know I'm joking with her. You know, tonight I'm going to talk about this loving, even when it is hard. Loving when it is hard. Have you ever been in a place? Have you ever been in a place where you just felt like it is hard for me to love this person right now? It's hard for me to love us. It's hard for me to go through this situation because I am not feeling this situation that I'm experiencing. Have you guys ever been through that? Have you ever been through that where you're just like it's hard, it's rough for me to love? You know, recently I was in this thing and I have to tell you this. It's hard to love sometimes when people are not being so lovely. You know, the whole thing, dark and lovely. Sometimes it's rough to love when someone is not being so loving back, when they're not being reciprocal, they're not giving the same type of love. Sometimes it can be rough loving even when I'm writing this down, guys. It is hard. You know, so that's what we're talking about tonight. Loving even when it's hard. Whew, yeah, you have Shanice. I got my sister. What's up, sister? What's up, Shanice? I'm praying for you. This is a warrior right here for Christ. And she's on here. She's testimony one day. I'm having her on. But yeah, Shanice, I know you know. Hey, Auntie Sheila. Listen, guys, I was faced with someone who just, I know they're sick mentally. But it still was wearing down on me. And even though I said it wasn't wearing down on me, as my mother would say, boy, you know it was wearing down on you. You know, is that bothering me? Yeah, it was bothering me just a little bit. But, you know, and it wasn't the fact that, you know, when people are sick, mentally sick, and they have issues, you know it, you know, I can pray for that person. But I was in another situation where someone had done some terrible things. And when I was talking to them, God was like, I died for that person too. So guess what? Sometimes it's rough to love some people who are not being kind. They're not being Christ-like. They don't even know Christ, but it's rough to love someone when they are not treating you the best. But yet, we are commanded to love. So what am I talking about tonight? Loving even when it is hard. Or you can say this, loving even when you don't want to love. How about some places when you say, you know, I don't want to love. I don't want to give a kind ear or another cheek or another chance to this person. Now, I think I've learned my lesson the first time. And there are different seasons in our lives. And we have to understand which season we're in. And the thing about relationships, when it's time to let the thing go, it is time to let it go. You can love someone and that's not necessarily like them, but you can love them as a human being. You know, Shanice says, you pray and cut it off. Spiritual drainage isn't of God. That's right, Shanice. That is right. Hey, Maria. That's so true. That's so true, Shanice. That's so true. You know, I'm coming to you tonight from 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. I'm reading the NIV version. It says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, first point tonight, we must love. You know, even, you know, you've heard, Dr. Michelle Obama say, when they go what? Low, you go high. No, we must love. We love because he, come on, God, he first loved us. You know, I remember taking you to the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My prayer right now is that God will saturate this hour with discussions and with encouraging words reciprocal from me to you and from you to me, that we can encourage one another and leave this place better than when we were feeling when we came in to this place, you know, to this hour together. First point, we must love. Thank God that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, that we might be saved. You know, love is so powerful. And think that God loves us so much. He sent his only begotten son. You know, guys, let me tell you this. Love is much more powerful than hate. And it's easier to say, you know what, I'm going to turn this cheek and I'm going to hate. It's another thing to say, you know what, I'm going to love. You might act a certain way, but guess what? I am going to still love you. Have you ever loved someone that you know hated you? And they can't stand it. You know the person might be talking about you. You know they might be scheming against you. But yet you can say, I love you with the love of Christ. Because guess what? I'm not giving you my power to start hating you because you have a problem with me because of some things that are in you that you don't like. And because some things you might not like in me because you don't have it. You know, guys, let me tell you this. To love, even when someone hates you, and just love, I'm going to love on you. Have you ever tried that, guys? Hey, Trina. Have you ever, wait, Paulette. Have you ever tried that where you say, I'm going to love you? You might not like me, but I'm going to love you to life. And that makes the person even angrier. You know, and honestly, guys, I'll be honest. I experienced that this week. And I was listening to the words, and I saw the spirit and on the person, and I heard my spiritual ears what was going on. You know, and last week we talked about what are you wearing, right? We talked about what are you wearing? Are you putting on Christ? What are you wearing? And I heard the person saying a whole bunch of things, and the person was saying also, out of this sickness, mentally sick, and the person was saying, I know you're angry with me. I know you're upset. I know you're upset. I'm like, enemy, I'm not giving you any power. I'm not giving you any power today. You know, and guys, let me tell you this. We must love. It's so much easier to say, I'm going to hate this person. But it's another thing to say, you know what? I'm going to love. I'm not going to change myself because you have a problem with the fact that I might love to love people. I'm not going to take on somebody else's issues because they are upset because my light is shining. I want to encourage you, love. I want to encourage you to let your light shine. Some people might feel uncomfortable with that, but that's on them. You continue to love because 1 John 4:19 says we love because he first loved us. That's not right there. We love because he first loved us. God loved us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for us so we might be saved. So we love. We love. So Dr. Terrell says in Matthew chapter 5 and Luke 6, Jesus admonished us to love our enemies. Yes, love our enemies. Love those people. It's like I'm there sometimes when I was younger, right? And I ran into racism where, and I was in some areas where I was the only black person. I went to some areas where, yeah, I was courageous, guys. I'm like, I love everybody. And my uncle, one of my uncles, and my mom, they'd be like, no. And even my dad was like, no. But I was like, I love everyone. My mom was like, oh, Lord. Listen, I have a praying mother, and I've had some praying grandmothers and grandparents who were praying over me because I was like, I just love everyone. If you knew me, you knew. I love everyone. But guess what? Not everyone loves us back. Not everyone will love you back, but guess what? He's commanded us to love. Love. Be the person that God has called you to be. Spread that love. Spread that joy. People might not understand, but listen to this. We love because he first loved us. And sometimes, guys, we get into those situations as an older adult, as almost middle age. I'm almost, okay? You know, I'm learning this thing. You still love. You know, some things are not lovely. Some people are not lovely. Some people are not lovable because of their actions, because of the way they act. But guess what? That stuff is on them. You love them because God loved you. You love them because God first loved us. You spread that love. You know, and sometimes it is like that. Sometimes, guys, there are going to be some situations where God might tell you to do something for someone. You might say, Lord, that person doesn't like me. Have you ever been in that situation where God, where the Holy Spirit might place something on your heart, do something for someone, and you're like, Lord, I know that person is not like me. And it's so much easier to say, I don't like that person either. It's not easy like someone that you know who doesn't like you, but we love because he first loved us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it reads, it says this, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. That's Romans 5, 8, as I'm highlighting that one, because I already highlighted it. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, think about this. Think about it. Christ died for us. We love. We must love. While we were just sinners, while we were doing our own thing, Christ died for us. If he did that for us, guys, shouldn't we at least do the same and give our brothers and sisters that same grace? Before we even think about Christ, when we're out there doing our own thing, when we're out there in those streets, you know, you know what? Listen, for real. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, guys, we must love because he first loved us. And even when we were not thinking about him, he loved us. And listen, to love is not an option. You know, to love is not an option. We must love. We must love. Dr. Terrell says, it's loving those who love us is easy. Yeah. Holding hatred in our hearts for our enemies is sin. Isn't hate a sin that pulls us away from Christian teaching? You know, I've heard people say this, hate the sin. But I think sometimes we forget and we start hating the person. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. If you keep on to the next verse, I love John 3:17. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, guys, you know, I love what you said right there, Dr. Terrell. Loving those who love us is easy. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to add to that, Dr. Terrell, because Dr. Terrell said, you said, holding hatred in our hearts for our enemies is sin. And guess what? It's also much easier if someone hates you, say, I hate you back. How about that? You know, that's exactly what we do. But it's another thing to say, you know what? I'm going to love that person. I'm going to love you with the love of Christ. I might not like you, but I'm going to love you. hold the hatred in our hearts for our enemies. Yeah. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to treat people the way we want to be treated. We're supposed to love. It doesn't mean that you like that person. You might not like that person, but you're supposed to love that person as an individual, love that person as a creation, as one of God's creatures, creations. Isn't hate a sin that pulls us away from Christian teaching? Isn't hate a sin? You know, I'll tell you this. My mom hates the word. She dislikes the word hate. So when I was growing up, my mom was like, don't use the word hate, because hate is such a powerful word. Use the word dislike. So that's how she taught me, and that's how I kind of sometimes self-correct myself as an adult. And when I teach others and talk with others, say, I hate this. And sometimes you might have heard me saying that I have to correct myself. No, hate is such a powerful word. Isn't hate a sin that pulls us away from Christian teaching? You know, we're supposed to hate sin, not the sinner. Hate our brother and sister, that is sin. Don't you guys agree? We're supposed to love. But you know, the thing about it is that we've got to be willing to love, because see, we've learned how to. It's easier sometimes. He said, loving those who love us, it's easy, yes. Loving those who don't love us, that is kind of hard. The world knows how to hate very well, right? But it's another thing to say, I'm going to focus on love. Now, mind you, what does that mean? That whole thing about love? I can dislike what you do, but I can love you. I can dislike the act, but I can love you, the individual, the person. What sometimes we don't do sometimes is separate what the person does versus who the person is as a human being. No, we are what we do, right? You know, but we are still children of God. We're still God's children. We're still his creations. And the thing about it is that we've got to love. Hate the sin. You can hate the sin. Dislike the sin. Hate the sin. Dislike the sin. But love the person. Love the individual. Be there for the individual. You know, we go, you know, going back to 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because he first loved us. Verse 20, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Hating your brother is not an option. Hating your brother, is not an option. It should not be an option. As children of God, it should not be an option. It should not. Again, it says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. You know, so guys, hating your brother is not an option. Let me read what Auntie Shirley says. Our reaction is greater than their action. It's also an opportunity for us to exercise love. Love is above all. And when I think about what love is, as scripture says, God is love. If we love, we are of God and he abides in us. That's so true, Auntie Sheila. That's so true. Our action is greater than their action. I'm going to tell you guys, this guy was talking, just spewing out hate, hatred, and all that stuff. And I just ignored him. He got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder, and I just ignored him. Sometimes you just have to ignore that noise. And eventually I said, you know what? You know, I'm not going to give you that energy. You see, and he was like, I know you hate me. I know you hate me. And he was saying all these crazy stuff, right? You know, hating your brother is not an option. If you say I love God, yeah, hate your brother, you are a liar. That is so, 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 so true. Before I even go there, let me send a shout out to my cousin. Hey, cousin, thank you for coming. Dr. Terrell said, did Christ not love those who nailed him to the cross? Mm-hmm. Let me see. I'm trying to go back to what we said. Okay, here you go. All right. Did Christ not love those who nailed him to the cross? Stabbed him in his side and placed a crown of thorns on his head. Is forgiveness a step in loving those who don't love us? Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they do not know not what they do. That sets the bar really high for us who want to be like Christ, who want to be Christ-like. Loving only people who love us is a low bar. That's so true, Dr. Terrell. That is so true. I love that last part. That sets the bar really high for us who want to be like Christ-like. Loving only people who love us is a low bar. That's a low bar. Like I was saying, it's harder to love someone who is mistreating you. It's hard to love someone who's talking about you. You know they're talking about you. And people right now, in this day and time, they talk about you right in your face. You know, we're living in some crazy times. So loving, even when it is hard, it's hard to love someone who uses you, talks about you. It's so hard. It's another thing, you know, to say, you know what, like you said, forgive them. I like the part about forgiveness, Dr. Terrell. Is forgiveness a step in loving those who don't love us? You have to be able to forgive. You have to be willing to forgive. You have to be willing to forgive. And it's so much easier. It's low bar, like I said. It's a low bar to love people who love you. Let's come, guys. We don't know what's really inside of us until we face something or people or a situation that are harder than we generally would participate or interact with. You know, it's definitely a different thing to love your brother who doesn't love you and to forgive them and continue to say, you know, I'm going to continue to love you. And then say, instead of taking that thing and saying, then you become hurt and they transfer, they will transfer their energy to you and you leave and you're like, how come I'm feeling so bad? Because that person, they put all that energy, that spirit, they went all the way and you accept it. Boom. Loving even when it's hard. You know, I'm going to love you in spite of yourself. And even though I know you want me to hate you, I'm not going to have hatred in my heart. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to release you. And I'm going to keep on doing what God has called me to do. I love what Shanice said earlier about something earlier, a few minutes ago, about releasing people, cutting some things out of your life. It does not, that verse does not mean that you've got to, as we say, as my friends, we will say, take the abuse. You have to take somebody's abuse. You can love them from a distance. And sometimes loving them is closing that door. Sometimes loving them is holding them accountable. Sometimes loving them is saying, you know what? In this season, you're going to have to find out on your own. See, God doesn't want us to become whipping boards either for people and for their craziness. But it's very, very important to also listen to what God is telling you, how God is telling you, and leading, guiding you in your relationships. What's going on, Brian? We're talking about loving even when it is hard, even when it's hard, even when you don't want to love. You know, guys, listen to this. There's a difference between hating a person or hating people for what they do versus hating the person. I'm telling you this, guys, there's some people out there done some crazy things. But even in the midst of all that craziness, Christ still died for them. He still shed his blood for them. Some things people do, it might really hurt us, and it might take time to heal. And as I've heard some people say, you might not ever get to that place where you totally, totally feel comfortable with that person, but you love them because God loves you. It doesn't mean you like them. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to become best friends with them, but you love them for the fact that they're a human being. And then sometimes you just have to pray and keep on going on, keep on living your life. But you know, my second point tonight, hating your brother is not an option. You know, you might hate what the person does, but hating that individual, it takes a lot, guys. I'm not saying this is some easy thing. This is not some osmosis that you just blink your eye and it goes from a level of dislike to all of a sudden you know, you're loving this person. It takes time sometimes. It takes some time to heal. But, you know, in this scripture right here, in 1 John 4, verse 19 to 21, I've already read 19, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. So if you say you love God, you know, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him. If you say you love God, yet you hate your brother, you're a liar. There's so many people I'm seeing, you know, I hate this person, I hate this, but I love God, I love God. No, you don't really love God if you hate your brother. Think about it. Think about it. How can you say you love? Now, there's a difference between dislike. I want to tell you guys, there's a difference between dislike. You can say, I love that person as a human being. I love that person, but I don't like that person. Now, there's a difference between that. It doesn't mean you have to like the person. Yeah. Brian says some people are only for a season. Yeah, that's true. Some people are only for a season. And the thing about it is this, like I've said before, you know, sometimes you have to pray and ask, Lord, why is this person in my life? Why am I experiencing this in my life? You know, guys, you know, if you say you love God, but you hate your brother, I think you're a liar. So I think about some of the people of different ethnicities. If you say you love God and God is great, God is good, but you hate your brother or your sister because their skin is brown, because their skin is a different color, because their skin is extra dark, chocolate, milk chocolate, you know, caramel. If you dislike, listen, you can't say you love God. That makes you a liar. That makes you a liar. You know. What are we saying? We don't love God's son or daughter? Yeah. Pretty much. If you say you love God but you hate your brother, there's a difference between hate and dislike. There's a difference between hate and dislike. If you hate your brother, listen, I don't have to, just because you do whatever it is that you do does not mean that I have to endorse that. That's your decision. But I'm still gonna love you as a man, woman of God. I'm still gonna love you as one of God's creations. You know, but you know, we've gotta understand that. We can't say I love God, but you hate your brother. You know, separate the person from what they do. Separate the person from what they do. In other words, guys, while we were yet sinners, like I already read, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for me, he died for you. And guess what? He died for the other person that you might cannot stand for some reason. You know, listen, guys, people are passing like wildflies. People are passing. And it's a matter of like, do you know, do you want to get this thing right? Because we don't know our time. But when our time does come, our time is going to be here. You know, hey, what's going on, Leonard? What's going on if you're still here? Brian shares Matthew, and that's what I look for, Matthew 6, 14 through 15. For if you forgive men their sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. You know, guys, we want God to forgive us. We can't forgive our brother and sister. We can't forgive them. And giving people a second chance, guys, let's stop looking at people through the lens of the past. And what happens, guys, sometimes in our lives, we look at people based upon past behaviors. And instead of saying, you know what, let me see who they are now. Because we all change. But the issue comes when we still look at people based upon what they did 20 years ago. Well, hopefully that person's not acting the same way they were acting 20-something years ago. But the point is this, guys, loving people and loving people where they are. Loving people where they are. And listen, guys, sometimes it is rough because it doesn't matter how much you disagree with that person, you still got to love them and respect that that's their journey. Respect that that's something that they are going through and that they are dealing with. You got to respect that. You got to respect that. Yeah, my cousin says this. We have to be an example of Christ to those who try to harm us. That's part of the witnessing to others. Yeah. But you know, at that point, at some point, you can love people. You love them, but when it's time for you to wrap up and leave, listen to the Lord and leave. Don't just stay there and just get beat up. Oh, I'm loving you to Christ. You know, it's when I was younger, I tell this story sometimes. I'm not going to tell a story, but I'm going to tell a little bit of this story really quick. I didn't believe in fighting when I was younger. So I think when I was about 5 or 6, and I was going to school, I told my mom, I said, Mom, God does not believe in fighting. God does not believe in doing that. And so I ended up in situations, and I would say what I would say. My mom's like, did you hit back? Well, they call my mom, tell her he didn't do anything. The guy just hit him. He didn't do anything. I told mom, fighting is a sin. But listen, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. And then one of my cousins taught me how to fight. But I didn't believe in it. But, you know, my mom's like, you know, you have to defend yourself. Someone hits you, you have to hit them back. You know, you have to protect yourself. You know, I take that thing, do unto others as you have them to do unto you. Turn the cheek. Guess what? You've got to protect yourself. The reason why I'm telling you this is that when my cousin was saying, we have to be an example of Christ to those who try to harm us. That's part of the witnessing to others. But also with that, you also have to still protect yourself. Because some people are out there to just kill you. So you can love them and not hate them. But you don't have to be in their way unless the Lord is telling you to do that thing, and then you be obedient to doing that, to doing whatever it is that God has called and placed in your heart to do. What's going on, Isaac? I'm going back to this. Okay. Dr. Terrell says this. Amen. I love that point, Reverend Dr. Wright. Loving is often stepping back and not enabling bad behaviors. That's right, Dr. T. You can pray for a person and love a person without allowing them to spread the negativity in your life. Loving from a distance can sometimes do more good than watching someone self-destruct in our midst, and also watch them self-destruct you. I just add that into that. Going back to what Dr. Terrell was saying, don't let your love for others block your blessings and relationship with God. Sometimes, all right now, sometimes you have to love them and block their number so as not to block your blessings. Pray your best and let God do the rest. All right. Loving does not require to endure abuse. Amen. Whew. If I could just, oh yeah, I do have a mic. Drop the mic. I'm not going to drop it, but I'm going to lay down the mic. You know, listen, that is so true. I love that. Pray your best and let God do the rest. Loving does not require us to endure abuse. Thank you so much, Dr. Terrell. I love that. Thank you so much. What's up, Isaac? We have to be an example of Christ to those who try. Oh, yeah, to those who try to harm us. That's part of witnessing. Yes, yes. And I do love that. I do love it. It is not easy. Well, aren't you from Chicago? I'm not from Chicago, Isaac. I'm from Washington, D.C. Come on, let's get it right. G. Wright, Reverend Dr. G. Wright from D.C., let's get it right. You know, for listeners, you know, God is love. You know, listen, Jesus died for the same person, even with all those things, even the person who might try to harm you and things like that. Guess what? Christ died for him. So guess what? You still love. And you don't let that love stop you from doing what God has called you to do. You don't let that love stop you from doing what God has called you to do. But you've got to use some wisdom. You know, you don't take people's abuse and just say, I'm going to just stay there. Loving when it is hard. In other words, you love. And when God tells you, okay, that's enough. When it starts affecting you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, you have to ask, Lord, how do you want me to deal with this? Sometimes you have to let people go through what they're going through. You cannot stop people from learning their lesson. You have to keep your mind stayed on him. He'll keep your He will keep your mind. If you keep your mind stayed on him, he's got you. He will bless you. He will keep you. If you keep your mind stayed on him, you know? I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep putting you in Chicago. It's okay, Isaac. It's all right. It's all right. I must have a twin in Chicago. You know, but listen, you can't say you love God, but you hate your brother. Now how about this, guys? You keep on going. I'm going back to First John chapter 4, verse 19. And it's okay. You are forgiven, Isaac. You are forgiven. You are forgiven. You know, again, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. We say we love God. We see the effects of his blessings, of his glory. We open our eyes. We look around us. We're experiencing this life. I'm feeling the air on me right now. Feeling this experience. I'm living this experience. You know, but I say I love God whom I don't see, but I hate my brother whom I see. But I love God whom I don't see, but I hate my brother whom I see. You know, guys, you know, really, really, really. Okay, let me see. Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay, I've seen these things. I just wondering what's going on. Okay, so listen, guys. If you say you love God, you got to love your brother. It doesn't mean you like them. It doesn't mean that you focus on the differences so much that you're going to see what do you have in common. We're both human beings. The reason why I say it, because sometimes, guys, we say, I love God. You know, I keep hearing that song. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? You know, Erica Campbell. You know, listen, guys, if you say you love God, then you got to love your brother. But if you say you love God, but you hate your brother, you are telling a lie. You're not being truthful. And it might be hard to love someone. And when you get to that point, have you ever been in that place where you say, Lord, please help me to love that person. Please help me, Lord, because I cannot stand that person, but help me to love that person. And because, guys, honestly, I was thinking, and the thought came across my mind, if that person that I know did not like me and they were having a moment and they were mental, if they were in need, I would still help them. I was still, that's who I am. You know, guys, Dr. Terrell was saying earlier, we set the bar low when we love people who love us. That's easier. That's the easy part. You find out what you are made of and made up of, and you can love people that you know are talking about you. And people talk about you, and then they'll ask you to help them. Have you ever been like that? Have you ever experienced that? People ask you, can you help me with this? And you know that they don't like you, whether you overheard them or whether you just know it. And guess what? You still help. You still help sometimes. Sometimes. And sometimes, honestly, the first time I'd be like, no, I'm not going to help you this time. No, you're on your own, buddy. But, you know, let me read this real quick. Agape love is challenging for me. Yeah, Isaac, I feel you there. My cousin says this, yes, true, God does not want us to be abused. Loving others with prayer is sometimes the best we can do. But don't stoop to one's low level. Pray and let God handle some battles. Let go and let God. That prayer is the key. That prayer does work. And I love that, cousin. I love that. Sometimes the only thing we do is just pray for that person. Long distance. I'm going to pray for that person. You know, and I have to tell you guys this. Because I see so many people like saying, you know, I love God, but I hate your brother. I don't know about you, but sometimes, guys, I've had to say, Lord, please show me that discernment. My one thing my mom has always taught me, and I'm remembering all those things she's taught me. One of those things is praying for discernment. Lord, show me. Show me how to love someone who's unlovable. Give me wisdom on how to treat them. Give me wisdom. And then I say, guys, also it's very, very important, which I always go back to. And if you've been here, we're pretty much like family. We are family. I got my brothers and sisters with me. Yeah, I got my mom, my cousins, my cousins. You know, just get to that point where you say, you know, I'm going to love, period. I'm not looking for reciprocity. I'm not looking for, if you're going to show me that love back, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And when they reject it, wipe your hands, shake your shoes off, and keep on going and doing what God has called you to do. Loving when it is hard, even when you don't want to. And then loving enough to say, you know what? I love the person, but I love myself more. And so God, just do like my cousin says, let go and let God. Pray for that person. But I don't have to participate in that. And that's coming. It's very, very important. Like I was saying before, if you follow me, you know, I talk about knowing your season. Knowing when it's a season to say, you know what? Let me do it this way. Or season, God might tell you, stop, be quiet, pray. And sometimes I might say, open up your mouth and say something. Yeah, that's right, Oscar. God is love. Now, love, now I got to tell you this. Loving when it is hard. Sometimes, how about check this out? What if you love someone, love when it's hard, and you got to love them enough to tell them the truth? No. Love is also being honest with that person. Love is also saying, you know what? When I say honest, meaning this, when you hold your brother and sister accountable, you know, and that's loving. You might not want to hear it. Can't get an amen. You might not want to hear it at that season, but knowing your season, know when you are supposed to open your mouth and talk, when you're supposed to just listen, but loving that person, loving them. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. Why am I quiet? I want you to think about it. What's going on? I got my cousin on here. What's going on, cuz? Love you. You know, the reason why I say this, guy, and stop, I just had to think about this, because sometimes in the body of Christ, I see people, you know, I hate that person. I hate this. I hate that. Listen, how about just love that person? How about just love them because God loves you? How about just saying, you know what? I might not like that person, but I love that person because that person is a child of God. How about instead of beating each other up, we lift each other up, we pray each other up, we show that agape love. And I appreciate you being honest, Isaac, talking about agape love. He said agape love is challenging for him. Yeah, agape love can be challenging. Say, I'm going to love you. See, Christ died for us. Even when we weren't even thinking about him, he died for us. That's love. What would happen if we shared that same type of love with our family members? Would we, instead of saying that person's always been like that, that person, guess what, that if you don't deserve some of the things you have. Some of us don't even deserve to be here. We're only here because of God's grace. But if we were to get and receive what we really deserve, we would not be here. And then we want to talk about that person doesn't deserve that. How about you might not deserve what you have? But it's because God's grace and mercy. It's because of God's grace and his mercy. So how about sharing that same grace and mercy to your brother that you see? Now, mind you, people will use manipulation. Sometimes people will use manipulation to try to get what they want from you. I'm not talking about that. Because, yes, people will use that manipulation. Oh, you're a man of God. You're a woman of God. Okay, I need someone to pay my rent. Well, what have you been doing with your money? You know, oh, you went to that concert. You bought this, you bought that. How about doing X, Y, and Z? You know, so that's, you have to use some wisdom, right? Loving, even when it is hard. I might love you, but if I give this to you, I'm not going to have what I need to take care of the things I need. You know, but it's about being sensitive. What is God telling you to do? And you love. And sometimes, guys, that love hurts. Sometimes that love hurts. Well, you got, you know, sometimes taking that step back and say, look, you know, I've loved you. I've been here. I still love you, but you've got to go through what you're going through. But I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be right here. You know, guys, sometimes, guys, this whole thing about, it is rough. It is sometimes rough loving people who are unlovable, people who are nasty. You know, but like we're saying, it's not about us going into that whole avenue of abuse from that individual. No. Loving even when it's hard. Because guess what? That might be someone who, I would say, sometimes, guys, people are unlovable, but you still got to love them. You can love them from the distance. You can love them. You can pray. But that whole thing about hating your brother, it's not about hating. It's about loving. Now, that doesn't mean that you accept people for what they, you know, you can dislike what people do. It doesn't mean that, look, if you want to do that with your life, live like that, that's on you. But love, you love that person. You love that person because Christ loved you. You know, we want that life. We want that love. But we don't want to give that same love, that same mercy to people. Come on, guys. We have to be willing to do the exact same thing. He says we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. You know, Isaac says this, and we don't even deserve his grace and mercy, yet he still gives it to us despite how we treat him at times. That's true. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Amen. Amen. Yes, Isaac. You know, I come to that part, guys. And if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. Now think about how many people in the body of Christ don't, you know, hate each other. Not even dislike, but hate. You hate your brother or sister because they're of a different ethnicity. And I was just thinking, guys, about this. How many, for those who are like that, how many people would say that they love Jesus if they were to really see what Jesus looked like? Okay, we know he's not blonde hair, blue eyes. We know that, right? He's Hebrew, Israelite. You know, and I just wonder how many people say, I love you, Jesus. I love Jesus. And then find out that Jesus' skin is not white. Would you still say that you still love him? And I've thought about that, guys. There are some people who really hate people of different ethnicities. How can you love Jesus? How can you love Jesus? How many of us in the body of Christ say we love God, but we hate? Then flip it around. We hate them. Someone else because of their color. We love because he first loved us. If anyone said, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. It's a command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, some people have hurt me in my life, right? And I have to be honest and say, it's not that I dislike that person. I disliked what they did. It's not that I dislike or hate that person. I love that person, but I dislike what they did. There's a difference between disliking someone and hating. Loving, even when it is hard. You know, let me go back. What's going on, Kay? What's going on for you? Let me read what Dr. T said. Dr. T says this, selfless love for another is not love. It is surrender. When we misguided practice selfless, we are giving up our identity for another. Our Christianity is a part of that identity that is taken when we practice agape selfless love. Okay, that's what you're saying. When we practice agape selfless love. Being a doormat is not a Christian attribute. Part of loving is knowing when to walk away from someone we love. And that's so true. And that's loving them before you even hurt them. So you can keep your peace of mind sometimes. When we misguidedly practice selfless love. Okay, thank you, Dr. T, for correcting that. I was wondering, what are you saying? Thank you. Thank you, Dr. T. All right, now I'm going to read again. When we misguidedly practice selfless love, okay, when we misguidedly practice selfless love, we are giving up our identity for another. Mm. Selfless love for another is not love. It is surrender. Mm. Guys, just because someone acts the way they act doesn't change. We shouldn't change the way we are. We still love. And it might not be easy tasks to do. It might be hard, you know, but we love because he first loved us. Listen, guys, we're having this discussion. I don't know about you, but when I leave these discussions, guess what? I experienced this, and I'm going to have to put this into practice. And guess what? You, in your life, are going to have to put this into practice because someone's going to get on your nerves this week. Someone's going to make you want to go there. They're going to try to take you there, but you can't allow that. Don't give away your power. You love even when it is hard. You love even when you want to say, I want to hate. No, you love even when you want to say, I'm throwing a towel. No, I'm going to love that person. I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to pray for that person, and I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to pray. I'm not going to hate. I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to love them because God loves me. What happens if we start living like that? What happens if we start saying, I'm going to love that person who might, I'm not going to even say that, what I was about to say. But I'm going to love that person who made me upset. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to love that person who made me upset. I'm going to still love them. I'm not going to hate them. I'm going to love them. I'm going to love them. That's right, Oscar, John 3:16. Loving when it is hard. And sometimes, guys, it is hard. It is hard. Sometimes, guys, you don't want to love. But I think he loved me so much. He loves me so much. So what would happen if I don't love? What would happen if I don't love? And it takes me back to what someone shared earlier tonight, Matthew 6:14-15, which Our brother shared earlier. Brother Brian shared earlier, Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Stop holding on to that other stuff. No, love. Forgive. Yeah, Dr. Terrell said something about forgiving earlier tonight. Forgive, being that first step to healing. Forgive. Forgive. Love heals. Love saves. Love delivers. Love. So love. Forgive, love. Again, you don't have to be anyone's doormat footstool, but you love them because he first loved us. He first loved you. We love because he first loved us. So forgive your brother. Move on with your life. And people come in for a season, and when they come for that season, they leave that season, let them go. But loving when it is hard. Letting go when it is hard. Saying, you know, I'm going to trust you, God, even when it is hard. Even when you don't want to. And he's given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. If you love God, you must also love your brother. It does not mean that you accept them, because you're not the judge. But you love them because God loves them. Christ died for them too. He didn't just die for you. He died for them too. What do you guys think about that? Loving even when it is hard. Loving even when you don't want to love. Loving even when you want to give up. Loving even when you want to hate. When they go low, you go high. And when you go high, you're praying for them. You're praying that God will bless them. But don't give up your energy. Don't give up your joy because someone else is upset and angry with their lives. Keep on loving. Keep on hoping. Keep on doing all these things. And love is the greatest of all these things. Put on love. We talked about what do you wear last week. Put on love. Loving. Put on Christ. Put on the fruits of the Spirit. Put on joy. Loving even when it is hard. And sometimes it is hard. Sometimes it is rough. But you love that person. You might not like what they're doing. You might not even like what they're saying. But you love them because they are a creation of God. Loving even when it is hard. If you're saying, well, what if one did X, Y, and Z? You know, ask the Lord to help you forgive. Sometimes it doesn't take over. It doesn't take overnight. Sometimes you have to go through some steps. But when you think about what God has done for you in your life and where you could be at this moment, you take that and you go and you be the person that God has called you to be. And you do what God has called you to do, and you love. You love. You might not like the person. You might not like what they're doing, but you love them. The scripture is not saying you got to be all up in their face, but you love them as a human being. Love them even enough to pray for them. Love them even enough to let go. Love them even enough to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you, and God, I'll step back in this season. Loving them when it's hard to. Amen. Good night. Good night, Oscar. You know, I just want to say, guys, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I appreciate you, and I pray that you will love. And I pray that the things we're talking about tonight, you will be willing to do the exact same thing. Love that person. You're not necessarily validating what they're doing, but you love them because you are commanded to love. Let's pray for one another, guys. It is rough. I pray that you pray for my family. Lost my oldest living aunt on my dad's side, his oldest sister. And so please keep my family and my cousins and my dad's side in your thoughts and prayers. Even my father, please pray for him as well. Loving. Love. While we are still here on this planet, love. Love. You say you love God, love. If you hate your brother, you can't say you love God. It's the word says you're a liar. But how about we say, Lord, help me to love people who don't see the life the way I see life. Help me to love them. It doesn't mean you accept what they do, but you say, Lord, help me to love them as a person, as an individual. It doesn't mean that you have to like or accept it, but you love them as a human being. And we love because he first loved us. God loves us, and so do I. Oh, thank you so much, Kazan. I love you. I want to say, listen, guys, I know it's getting late. People are going back, started going back into work and things like that. So God bless you. Be encouraged. Please share this message on your pages. And I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you. Thank you for keeping my mom in your thoughts and prayers. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. And I pray that God will bless each and everyone who's here. Thank you so much for coming through, guys. Thank you so much for sharing a word that can touch someone's life. Dr. Terrell, the price of hating other people is loving oneself less. Mm. Loving oneself less detracts from the love you give to God. Don't cheat God. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Terrell. I'm going to read that again. Come on, says, God bless you all tonight. It's great to be in the number tonight. Glad to be in the service one more time. All right. Love the message and the messenger. Love you too, Mom. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Good night. God bless each and every one of you. Be encouraged wherever you are. I'm in the D.C. Baltimore area. Be encouraged. God bless you. And thank you guys for your inspiration and for sharing and touching so many people's lives. Because guess what? Because I'm sharing with you, you're sharing with me, guys. Guess what, guys? You are touching other people with the word of God, with a message of hope. So God bless you. Be encouraged. I look forward to seeing you again this coming Thursday. God bless.